TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
I'm recording.
Done.
Recording.
Michael, are you recording? Okay, good. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast. This week, we talk about Halloween costumes, Noah's trip to Utah, Andy's grown-up fun at a kid's birthday party, and Andy and Noah talk about video games while Michael sits in for the entire episode. And when you hear this sound...
Are you ready?
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Hey everybody, welcome to TanCast.
Welcome. We're actually doing one this week. I don't know, it feels weird.
I don't like it.
Let's stop it. Cheating on your mom.
I'm scared.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast. Woo! YOLO.
And caterwauling in the background, you may hear every so often, is my son Michael, because I'm watching him by myself.
Ah.
Because his mom's at a soccer game.
And where were you yesterday?
Tim was doing some sort of walkie walk yesterday. That's why we're recording a day later.
Yes, I was doing the buddy walk in San Jose to benefit Down syndrome.
Are you ready?
Oh, look at that.
Not to benefit the disease. We're going to make sure Down syndrome takes us all! Are you down with Downs? Check the buddy walk.
I'm walking with Downs.
Downy soft. Oh, shit.
I don't mean to disparage the good people who run that thing, but I don't understand how that raised any money. Like, I didn't have to pay to walk. I didn't have to pay to register. I could have gotten a free t-shirt for everyone in my family. There was a bouncy house. There was food. Free. All free. Free snow cones, free popcorn, free salad, free pizza, free water. I think
whoa,
there was even free juice
whoa,
if you
free
wanted
pizza?
It.
I'll help all these fucking down kids. Where are they at?
And the only thing I had to pay for was like the raffle, if you wanted a raffle. If you wanted to, you know, win some of the raffle prizes. And then there was a donation bucket, and then there was a silent auction. That's it.
So they didn't do that that thing where, like, you're supposed to get people to sponsor you for walking, and then you turn all that money in?
Nope.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, wait.
This is ill-planned.
And this is not like the first year they've done it. I'm like, well, who made
all
these shirts? Who got this bounce house?
Every new thing runs a loss the first couple of years. That's where you're building momentum.
It's all Downs hills from here.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Noah, for making me feel slightly less bad about saying Downy soft.
Oh, and you're Downy soft. Good God, you people are evil.
No, man, my local grocery store, like the fucking hardest working, like best employee they have is a dude with Down syndrome, and that guy is fucking awesome.
All right. Sorry, my son just stuck his thumb in his oatmeal. That's not how we do it.
Okay.
I thought you'd be like, all right, you don't need to congratulate the Down guy.
Yeah, fucking, he's doing a job barely. Come on, don't get all excited.
What?
He put your yams in a bag for you? Fucking stand, round of applause, everybody. Stand on your feet.
Wow. I feel the need to defend all the hard work that dude
does. I'm saying what I wasn't saying. I'm saying that I wasn't saying that.
Oh, okay.
That's what a dickhead would say.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So,
yeah, there was
I
a
didn't
level...
say that. The dickhead character I was playing just said that.
All right.
It's one of my many characters.
Gotcha. So it's like Inception. We got to go deeper.
Oh, yeah.
Into your butt.
Or like your mom's vagina. You got to go deeper.
Ah, yeah. Vagception.
Have we made an Andy's mom joke in a while?
Probably.
It seems like it's been too long.
It's like Crocs, Fats, Words, Andy's mom. Those are kind of your go, too.
Right, but I feel like your mom's been neglected.
I'm not neglecting his mom.
That is literally the cheapest joke you could have done right there, dude.
Yeah? Would you expect anything
you
less
from
me? You
know what? Sometimes the cheapest jokes pay the biggest dividends.
That's true.
It's very low investment. Sometimes it pays very,
very high
well.
Yield.
It's Bane jokes.
Speaking of jokes and yielding investments, or yielding whatever, I did a show last night for a dog show. Like they were having a dog show, and they're all getting together at night to have like a dinner and then a show.
Please tell me you said something about hot bitches.
No, I did. I was going to say that, but I'm like, nah. In retrospect, I could have said anything. They could not have given a shit that I was on stage. It was one of those things where they were having dinner and they were going to wait for dinner to be over and then start the comedy. Someone didn't get that memo, started comedy right in the middle of dinner. So several times through my act, I'm like, these jokes are even funnier if people are paying attention.
Did you say that?
I did.
Lovely.
And what did they say?
The three people that were listening found that quite funny.
Whoa.
Everyone else says,
yep.
To which Tim replied,
that was fucking bizarre. All of a sudden, something freaked out, and it was just like, I was like, oh, what's going on?
No, just wait for a second. Pretty soon, Skype's going to drop the bass.
It was a Skype remix.
So a lot of times the last joke I do in my act is about Tancast and it's this joke where essentially in the joke I run over a cat.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have heard it.
I don't think I have.
Oh, well, if you get my CD, 3 o'clock Parade, which is available for a pay what you think is fair download at Tancast.com/Tim, it's the very last track on the actual comedy part of it.
Are you ready?
But all right, buddy, calm down. Now he's just squeezing the oatmeal like he's massaging it.
Oatmeal needs to be massaged.
One day I'm going to do this to my penis.
The joke ends with, well, the whole joke is about a cat being run over, basically. And then, like, I get to the end, and there's just this big moan from the audience. I'm like, oh, I've been dropping comedy gold all night. Nobody's paying attention. I kill one cat. Suddenly, everybody's got something to say. And that actually got my biggest laugh of the night, so I left on that. I'm like, all right, now it's somebody else's problem. Now you're somebody else's problem. Here comes the next comedian.
That's how you get repeat business.
I don't think they'll be asking me back. The worst part is that when you do shows like that, where, I mean, basically it was just the crowd. It was just everything that was wrong. Like, the stage wasn't lit right. There were round tables, so half the people had their back to you. There was dinner going on. The sound system was constantly feeding back. Michael's upset about it.
The people weren't there for comedy?
Yeah, I mean, I think they knew it was happening, but that certainly wasn't the reason they were there.
Yeah.
And they were catching up with, you know, old friends and whatnot, which is a lot of what was happening. But, so people came up to me. People kept coming up to me afterwards, like, you know what? You were really funny, man. Don't get discouraged. I'm like, I'm not discouraged. Please stop talking to me. Please stop trying to cheer me up.
You keep living that dream, buddy. Crowd.
Thank you. I was there.
I am a bucket of motherfucking sunshine!
Tim liked that.
And Tim's laugh is making me laugh.
It's making Michael laugh too. He's like, I don't know what's funny, but I like it.
Tim, you're like a joy mirror.
It's like, Michael, you didn't even hear the setup to why I'm laughing and you're still laughing.
He's like, it must be funny. I'll go along.
Well, that's enough of my week. How was your guys' week?
Oh, my actually 2 weeks, because we didn't really record last week.
True, true.
True that.
They've been fine. Pretty low-key. I made some crack to my boss's boss's boss this week about, that's why you guys overpay me. And he goes, no, Andy. He's like, you do great work. And, you know, first of all, like, you know, big ego inflation. I'm like, oh, he thinks I do great work. Yay, me!
He's got to tell that to everybody.
He's like, you know, you're cheap at twice the price. And I turn back around. I'm like, oh, so let's talk about that raise. And he laughed and walked off. I'm like, God damn it. That part wasn't the joke.
Raise? More money? Ooh. Is that Michael clapping?
No, that's him banging his water against his high chair.
That's Tim trying to quiet him down. Shut up, child.
No noise during 10.
Scene but not heard.
Well, my week was good. I went to Utah.
Good.
Went good? To Vegas. I was in four states in one day. I was in San Francisco, Nevada, Arizona, then Utah.
You know San Francisco is not a state, right?
It's California.
All right.
That's what I meant to say.
Oh, it's a state. A state of gayness.
I knew you were going to say that. I was like, state of gayness, as best was coming next.
Oh, I wasn't sure if I was going to say state of gayness or state of... would you stop it? I'm trying to talk. This is going to be the best Tancast ever.
You know, Tim, when you do that, he thinks, I do this, and Daddy makes that funny face.
And funny voice.
I'll do this some more.
This is going to be the best episode of Tancast ever. Should we call it is. It's just going to be called Tantrum.
So yeah, I had a great time hiking, took lots of pictures, banged my knee. That hurt. Still hurts.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I would not recommend it.
So, you were just hiking in Utah? There was no other agenda for being there?
No, just hiking in this in the Zion National Park.
No one wanted to double their blacks.
So we did the Narrows, which is like you're hiking through this canyon that's like filled with water. Not filled with water. Has water in it. Sometimes it can go high. And then the next day, I went up to Angel's Landing, which is like it's like 5,800 feet above sea level. But we only like ascended like maybe 1,000 feet, maybe a little more. So you're not doing the whole thing. A lot of fucking chipmunks up there. Like, you don't see chipmunks around here. There's a lot of fucking chipmunks on the mountain.
We have a decent amount of chipmunks around here.
I never see chipmunks in like California, or at least not around where we live.
Yeah. Well, unless you go to Disneyland and you go to Chippendale Treehouse.
Yes, that's true.
That's two. There's way more than two.
They're big, though, so they count for a lot of chipmunks. I don't know that I've ever seen an actual chipmunk. Like, I've seen plenty of squirrels.
I mean, now that you mention it, like, I don't know if I've actually seen a chipmunk, like, in person before either. But if you want to see them, they're in Utah, Zion National Park. Andy could not go up this. This was high up. And at one point, you had to use, for a while, you had to use these chains to ascend the mountain. You may even have to use it, but they helped a lot. Like, grabbing onto them just in case, you know, your foot slipped and you don't go tumbling off the edge.
Have you ever done the, what's it called? Bridal Veil Falls hike in Yosemite?
No.
Because there's a part where there's a, it's wide enough for two people to pass, but it's like a set of stairs set like right into the side of the mountain. And there's, if you catch it like during the springtime, especially, or I guess early summer, there's a waterfall kind of like right next to it. And the spray from the waterfall kind of makes all the stairs a little bit slick. And there's a railing on the cliffside, but like the railing in many places, the stair area has like eroded back. So you'd have to like reach way out over nothingness to grab the edge of the railing. Or maybe they fixed it in the last decade since I was last there. But that kind of fucked with me a little bit, but I still made it up.
Good for you. Was it worth it?
It is. It's really cool to get out. There's a big ass like flat set of rocks right at the top of where the stairs are, if I'm remembering the height correctly. Just this like huge amount of water. I guess lots of people like try to wade out in the water, not realizing how fast it is. There are signs all the fuck over there, like this water is much faster than you think, and the edge is very close. It's like death awaits you all. With sharp, nasty.
Yeah, so apparently people die. Have died during both the things we did. Although I kind of feel like if you kind of follow the rules and are careful, you do not die. What are you laughing about, Tim?
Probably a similar thing to what happened to you, but the way it's probably a lot of it just sounded like your word like all of a sudden turned into a fart. It was like la hurt.
Yep.
Nice.
So sorry. That was funny.
Yeah, going up Angel's Landing was, you know, a little precarious, but also if you just stick to the chains and don't go, you know, venture outside, you're probably okay. Not a lot of black people there.
In Utah, you don't say?
Not even hiking, just fucking just shocking. See white people, like, yeah.
In Utah, wait. Are you making the controversial statement that there are not a lot of black people in the state of Utah?
I'm not saying the state. I'm just saying Zion National Park. There was not a lot of them. I did not travel the whole state. Maybe they're hiding somewhere.
My point is there's not a lot of black people in Utah.
I haven't spent a lot of time in Utah, but I can attest to my observations of overwhelming whiteness.
I've been to Utah. I was the blackest guy I saw.
Tim, I was the blackest guy I saw.
I've been to like three different cities in the state of Utah. I was always the blackest person there.
I was not the blackest person I saw. I did see a blacker person.
Oh, you did see? Wow! Did you bring him with you?
No. He just passed by. He actually passed by while we. So I recorded two little mini episodes, which I will give to Tim today, and he passed by while we were recording.
Did you point at him and go, "Hey"?
I did not.
Did he have a look on his face like, I really should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque?
No, he was just in this thing walking around like, hey, I like hiking in the water. I'm black. What's up?
Don't act like you've never seen a black man hiking in Utah before. Oh, you're not acting. You've never seen it. Oh, I thought you were acting. That's genuine. Okay. Fair enough.
Here's one thing I was thinking about like while I was doing this. Like, I thought about like how my mom sent me to a private school, which allowed me to meet some people that are into computers, and now, you know, I know about computers, and I have a job that kind of supports computers. I think about like how she kind of laid the groundwork for where I am now. Like, I had to do the work for it, but, like, you know, I don't know where I would be if I hadn't gone to that, you know, private school. Like, you know, maybe I would move in the same place, or maybe I wouldn't. And just something I was thinking about. I was like, you know, and I called her, and I thanked her. I was like, thanks, Mom.
Aw,
I love you.
She's like, who the fuck is this?
She's like, I like your message. Well, cause so she called and left a message. She's like, your message is very sweet. And I was like, is it Mother's Day or something? And I looked at the calendar, and it was not. What? Why do you say you love me? What's going on?
What's your angle, man? What's your angle,
Noah? Can you call me back? And I was like, so I called her back. She's like, I was worried. I like thought maybe like, you know, something had happened like from your other message. I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Can't a brother just be sentimental?
Can a son just tell mom he loves her?
You know, are you all right? Everything going okay?
Are you dying? And part of it I think was I also took a stress class for work. It's all part of their, like, you know.
So now you're more stressed? You've learned how to be more stressed?
Yeah. Although, so, I wanted to sign up for the stress class, like, the day before it happened. And it was, like, I was right about to leave for work, from work.
Oh.
And they wanted you to take this stupid little quiz before you could sign up. I was like, fucking, this stresses me out. I don't want to take this stupid quiz. I just want to sign up for the class. So I didn't take the quiz, but I still got signed up for the class. Like, I called the next day, and I was like, can I sign up for the class?
That's good.
So there you go. And boom goes the dynamite.
Just seems counterproductive.
Oh, but the class was basically kind of like saying, like, if you want to be happy, you just got to want to be happy. Like, you know, having a list of to-do items and stuff like that is not going to make you happy. Buying things not going to make you happy. And part of the thing was, like, you had to meditate and just, like, reflect on someone you adore and just, you know, let that love wash over you. I was like, you know what? I think we don't stop and appreciate, like, things. Like, he's talking about how, like, you see people Whole Foods and they're all stressed out. Like, I need to get here. I need to go here. And he goes, like, you know, they don't stop and think, like, how wonderful it is that we have this available to us, that you can just go to the store and buy what you need. But they're just all stressed out. So it's just, it was like, you know, just stop and appreciate what you have and realize that, you know, things aren't so bad.
Speak for yourself. Things are terrible.
Yeah. I walk around every day with a magical porn box in my pocket. This is truly the fucking future.
That's something I think about a lot, like if I want a new phone, like, I want the iPhone 5, but then I'm like, you know, sure, it's faster, but, like, how fast do I need things to be? Like, I can look up shit without having to go to the library, without having to bust open a book, look in the index, and, like, be like, all right, where do I find information about, for example, baking soda? I was at a party last night, and we were talking about how good baking soda is and all these things it can do, and this guy asked a pretty simple question, like, but where does baking soda come from, and how do you know it's good? I'm like, that is a good question. I've just accepted that baking soda is a great natural product, but I've never questioned, like, where it comes from, how it's made. And then he looked it up on his phone. It's like, look at that shit.
It's amazing. Made with evil magic.
You do, what is it, salt and calcium carbonate?
Yeah, I think
wow,
so.
Wow, of course Andy knows it off the top of his head.
Well, you see.
Something like that. I've made that shit before in a chemistry class.
Oh, you're right. That makes it way more normal.
Well, here's how it's made. I'm going to whip up a batch right now. Done.
Me and Madame Curie were just fucking around with elements, and boom.
Wait, Madame Curie, the person that does the Vox Museum?
No.
No, that's Madame Tussauds.
Oh, okay.
Madame Curie is Marie Curie, the discoverer radium? Of radioactivity, basically. Yeah, radium and the radioactive decay, gamma decay, or gamma radiation. Basically, she's like the grandmother of the Hulk. If you think about it.
The grandmother here, baby. Of the Hulk.
If you think about it.
I thought about it.
She discovered gamma rays?
Yeah, she and her husband, Pierre?
Hey, I don't want to hear about their sex life.
All right. They were banging super fast and split an atom. They've been working with...
Poor Adam.
They've been working with a collection of minerals. I think it was called, like, Peach Blend or something like that they'd they'd extracted. And I'm trying to remember exactly how they figured out that there was some sort of energy coming out of it. I think it was that it was fogging... film. I don't remember if it was x-ray plates or not. But like it was like whenever they had the samples near film because they were like taking pictures of it, like I think it was fogging that shit up. And they figured out eventually that it wasn't just that they had shitty film. It's like a whole new area of study. Led to things like glow-in-the-dark watch faces and poisoned glow-in-the-dark wash face painters.
Yes. Where they would lick the tip of a brush
yep.
and just ingest that shit.
Yep. The Radium Girls.
The Radium Girls. You know that you came and you changed my world.
Your teeth feel like bones rotten.
I was just about to say that.
I just reached right into Tim's head and pulled out a lyric.
A parody of Liberian Girl from the Bad album, which just celebrated its 25th anniversary. You can get that double CD now.
Are you ready?
Holy fucking shit.
Are you
going to
get
that album?
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to get it. Well, I'm probably going to wait and get it for Christmas because, you know, every year since he died, I've gotten something Michael Jackson for Christmas. Why break the streak?
Oh, it's like someone gives it to you?
Yeah.
All right. Good. I like it.
Man, we're old.
Yeah.
The Bad album is 25.
We are older than that.
Yes, we are.
I remember dancing to Bad in this fifth grade at my school talent competition.
When it was new and fresh.
It's still.
Right after Andy's, not yet at the time, but soon to be girlfriend / ex-girlfriend, beat me in an essay contest.
And you hated her.
I didn't, but I did say later on when I saw a picture of her that night, and we were, you know, both together, you're the bitch that beat me.
Oh, so you didn't know it was Andy's girlfriend.
I didn't know. Andy wasn't even in this side of the state at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was 5 years before
Tim and I met.
He didn't
meet her until ninth grade. This was fifth grade. I didn't even meet her until ninth grade. And, like, meet her, like, we had a class together.
What, Wow, I never had an essay contest in school.
It was about the Constitution, I want to say.
That
interesting.
Bitch. You should have just killed her then. Saved Andy.
Would have saved me.
Yeah, I had no one.
Yeah.
Runner up my ass, bitch! Whack! OJ! No one would know what that meant.
No.
But
a couple
they'll be
years later, like, man, that kid was violent and prescient.
Orenthal Jr. Whatever his name is.
Junior?
Not Junior. Orenthal Jones.
Oh, I was like, really? Is there somebody else's name Orenthal in his family? And they're like, we need to pass that down.
Say, Orenthal James Simpson, isn't it?
Yes.
All right.
I thought it was Ladies Love Cool OJ.
Cool OJ is delicious. Although, right now, my mustache is so out of control that I'd wind up with just like a line of pulp across the front of my face.
Why is your mustache out of control?
It's been in preparation for Halloween. I don't know if you guys noticed when you saw me a month-ish ago, but I haven't been trimming the goatee or the mustache in a while. Because I'm going to go get myself a black beret and be Jamie Hyneman for a day.
Haven't you said that in the past?
I did. I wanted to be it last year and then found out that they had outlawed Joyed at my office, so I shaved my goatee back. But now I work someplace else. Someplace where joy is allowed.
Yay! For acceptable joy.
Yes.
The last day of my current day job, I believe, is going to be on Halloween.
Nice.
So I think I'll come dressed as Noah's old costume, Naked Guy.
My wife and I were just talking about Naked Noah.
And I'll be like, what do? Fire me? It's my last day.
You should come dressed as a guy who doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, you know what it was?
You mean you want me to dress up as my other coworkers?
Exactly.
Boom. We were watching an ad for Madagascar 3, and I guess it comes with a circus afro. And as soon as my wife saw that, she goes, Noah should totally update the costume. She goes, it's a rainbow Noah Merkin.
That costume was very, very well liked.
So you should get, like, one of those clown fro wigs?
Yes!
And paint your face like a clown, but put the fro wig over your crotch again. So you're a naked clown with fro bush.
That is double frightening.
That would be awesome. That would be the best Halloween ever.
Fuck. Like, not only is there a big black naked man, fucking he's dressed like a clown.
Are you a juggalo?
Stop it! Stop it!
Check it up. I can tie it to look like a poodle.
Just have a bike horn in your pocket just every so often.
No, have it hidden in the wig so I can just squeeze my crotch area.
Yes! Better. So you can actually honk your dick.
This needs to happen! You live in San Francisco, though, so no one will bat an eyelash.
They're like, oh, yeah, look at that. It must be Thursday.
Exactly. They're like, no, it's Halloween. Oh, is it?
Oh, fuck. So, on my way back from...
I don't know what story this is going to remind Noah of.
Just San Francisco. Just the fucked up this is San Francisco. Like,
okay, all right.
Like, so I was on my way back from Utah. So I was on BART. Well, the airport specifically, the Oakland Airport. I was on BART. Then the BART stops. And it's because a drunk man is on the tracks, and the BART police has to arrest him. So we're waiting for that. Then I get off BART, and I need to take a bus home from where the BART dropped me off. And so I go to the station, I go to the bus stop, and then I'm standing there, and I see this, like, white lady talking to this black lady with, like, short hair. And the white lady is drunk and drinking, still drinking, has, a plastic cup in her hand, and is just talking, like, telling life stories, like, oh, yeah, I used to be on drugs, blah, 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 because, you know, I'm standing next to him, I can kind of hear the conversation. And then, you know, black lady just listening. At one point, the drunk lady sets down her cup, like, it's empty, she sets it down, and leaves it there. And then, I don't know what she was thinking, but I saw her move her foot and just kind of kicked the cup over. Like she was trying to be like, oh, you didn't see me just litter. Oh, I'm going to just put this under. I don't know what she was trying to push it under. Then she's talking. And she walks away. The black lady starts talking to me. She's like, oh, that lady. She was talking. I'm like, yeah, I heard. And then I was like, well, this black lady seems normal. And she turns out to be kind of crazy. Not crazy, but just kind of weird. So she started telling me her story. Like, oh, I'm waiting for my friend. Oh, I've been waiting for the bus for a while. She starts going through her purse, and then I hear something drop on the ground. I look down, and there's a condom on the ground. And she's like, that's not mine. I'm like, that was not there before. I would have noticed a condom on the ground.
And only one of us rustling through our purse currently, so...
J'accuse! So then she's like, since she comes up to be her, she's like, but I'm celibate. I'm like, you know what? I don't care. You know, if you want to have sex, it's cool. Like, do your thing. Like, it doesn't matter to me. You don't have to explain anything to me. She's like, no, I feel
Did
like
you say
I need
that?
To explain. Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I feel I'm like... celibate. I use that to store things in when I'm going to stick them in my cooter.
Look, I'm just a drug mule, all right? I don't like fucking.
Keeps my drugs clean.
Keeps them from getting juicy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just kept on, you know, you don't have to explain anything to me. Like, it's like, you know, it's not my business. But she's like, I feel like I need to explain. So, like, I work at, she told me some hotel she worked at. And I was just grabbing a bunch of stuff. And that just happened to be one of the things I grabbed. Like, she's like, look, I grabbed lotion and toothpaste. I'm like, well, why would you grab a condom if you didn't need it? I don't think she actually gave me a good answer for that. But here's what I feel like the best part was.
I love that you optimistically expected an answer. That you put it out there, well, like, this could get answered.
I feel like if she was explaining it, like, I'll ask some questions.
All right.
at one point she says, like, the only man for me or man that goes inside me or something is Jesus. Like, she basically said, you know, the only guy for me is Jesus. I'm like, all right. But here's what I feel like the kind of best part is, and maybe you can shine some light on this. She's at the bus stop. She's like, oh, I'm going to walk over here because I'm going to go smoke some weed. So here's my question. Like, you're not supposed to have premarital sex, but is it okay to smoke weed?
To be fair, I don't think there's anything in the Bible directly about weed.
Okay. So people just kind of said, like, okay, this is probably a thing we shouldn't do, and they just avoid drugs, illegal drugs in general.
I want to say people, because I'm pretty sure there's something about not drinking alcohol in excess in the Bible, and I think they've just lumped drugs in with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That they've decided what it was really about was, like, altering your state and being foolish and, you know, not being in control of yourself.
Fair enough.
To which I put, yeah, you know what? We're adults. If she wants to do a bunch of weed, do a bunch of weed. If she wants to fuck somebody, fucking fuck somebody.
That's what I think. I'm like, you know
what? Weed, so much the better.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, do your thing. Like, if you, I don't care if you have sex or not. Like, it's not my business.
It's not any of Noah's business unless you're having sex with Noah.
Which I'm gathering was not that likely.
No, I did not want to have sex with her. She seemed... Well, hey, I mean... I would say she was kind of cute, but she just seemed a little weird.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. A couple other things. Like, I was on, on a different bus, there was some woman ranting. She's like, get the fuck away from me! Don't you look at me! Just yelling. And then I went for a bike ride early yesterday morning, and as I was coming out this door, my door, some guy was walking down the street, like, just ranting, like, get headphones! Get them off! Listen to me! I was like, all right. He was, like, at the top of the block, and I was at the bottom. I was like, I think I will ride my bike away before he gets to where I am, because I don't know what the fuck this guy's going to do. He kept walking. He had a blanket on, too. Not that that matters, but, you know. Maybe he thought
it's cold up there.
It is cold, actually.
It's cold down here, so it must be cold up there.
So those are my stories of fucking crazy people.
Yay!
Hooray for crazies.
I don't know if I'd said this when we last recorded, but we picked out our Halloween costumes for the family.
Nice. What are you guys doing?
So we were trying to find something that Michael would fit into that we liked, and we put him in his Hulk costume, and it sucked. Like, the purple pants stop at his front, and so his back is all 100% green. I was like, why would you make a Hulk costume where he's mooning everyone?
Hulk Asheville Breezy! Hulk show you full moon, ha ha ha.
Hulk fart, blow pants
off.
This
kid is done, so I'm probably going to have to stop and start a lot while I'm chasing him around.
All right.
But so anyway, we got him a Dark Knight costume, which he liked.
Nice.
And he looks adorable in it. And so I was like, okay, so I'll be Bane and you be Catwoman to my wife. And then we were looking for a good cat. There was a little Bane mask, and I was like, oh, yes. I'm going to spend the whole night like,
you want the candy. I was born in the candy.
The kid's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Perhaps he's wondering why you would shoot a man before TPing his house.
But the Catwoman outfits for Danelle were just not great. So then we found a Wonder Woman outfit. And so I'm going as Superman, she's going as Wonder Woman, we're going as the founding members of the Justice League. Not really, but I would say the three biggest DC characters.
The three that non-nerds have heard of.
Exactly. And so not only do I win because Michael has a cute Batman costume, but now my wife owns a Wonder Woman costume forever.
Nice.
I was like, oh yeah, that doesn't end on October 31st. Keep that in the closet, baby.
Well, except when I ask you to take it out.
You're going to get the call. I'm like, oh, it's time. Light the wonder signal.
I was thinking about maybe, I was thinking of ideas of Halloween costumes. My boyfriend's bought a house recently, and so she wants me to hand out candy with her. I was like, sure, I'll hand out candy with you on Halloween. So I've been thinking of costumes I should have. And one thing I thought about is being a black sheep, but I'm like, kids will have no idea what the fuck I am. What are you? I'm a black sheep. Just look at me like, all right, like, if you want to be a black sheep, you can go ahead and do that. And then I thought about being Dr. Acula or Dracula.
From Scrubs.
I think I've seen that before.
Yeah, it was on Scrubs. It was like a running joke.
Yeah.
Ah.
JD had written a script.
You should be a Blackula.
I could be Blackula.
There are only three real monsters in the world, kid. Dracula, Blackula, and Son of Kong.
Where is that from?
Some Futurama episode.
Okay. Your kid is talking.
He is.
He is.
Is he kicking his feet back and forth?
Not at the moment. He's walking back and forth. Does that count?
Maybe.
I had to let him out of the chair. He's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Now he wants me to go with him, but he doesn't realize I'm tethered to this computer, so I can only go 3 feet away from it. That's it. That's it. We're as far as I can go, buddy.
Yep. It's like a leash.
It's like we need to put you on.
I kick my feet back and forth. My feet back
Heel.
And forth.
Stay.
Don't hump that guy's leg.
All right, you can hump that guy's leg, though.
Hump that girl's leg, Michael.
Hump it, yeah. And hump it, and hump it. We took Drew to a birthday party for one of the little girls from his class. And they had it at this place that's like full of fucking bounce houses. I'm pretty sure I exceeded the weight limits on all of them, but that did not stop me or any of the rest of the large dads in there from having fun.
Did you fucking break it?
No. Although I did, I climbed up one that was like a big tall slide, and I sat up there for a moment waiting to see if Drew was going to come over because he had been like wanting to see me go down the slide and been yelling at me. But of course, as soon as I start climbing one side of the slide, he lost interest and ran away. So I'm sitting up at the top, and I realize I'm like, I think my elevation is diminishing very, very slightly here. Like, I think just my weight on this thing, the blower can't keep up with it. So I slid down the slide really quickly and watched it reinflate behind me. Like, oh, yes, I was.
I am more powerful than you, blower.
And then I got off the thing, looked over, and there was a sign right next to me that said, do not sit at the top of the slide or something like that. Like, oh, fair enough sign I didn't see before. Fair enough. They also had a wall thing. So it
a
was
wall
like,
thing?
Yeah.
Those are the best things.
I know. So
they're wall-like.
So imagine something that it starts off completely vertical and then gradually, as it slopes out, goes to horizontal. So it's like a quarter circle going up. So you've got little tags or streamer things, and they have Velcro on them. And this wall thing up high has a bunch of little Velcro spots on it. That's the other side of Velcro, so the loopy spot, not the grabby part. I'm not explaining this very well.
You wear a suit and you jump at the wall, right?
No. You run at the wall, so you run up this increasingly steep incline and try to slap your little tag onto one of the other pieces of Velcro and get it as high as you possibly can.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It looks a lot easier than it actually is, because this thing is like slipping out from underneath your socked feet. It's like giving way, especially if you're my size. So I got pretty high up with that thing, and then had this shooting pain in my foot, and thought, I broke a fucking toe trying to stick a piece of canvas to a little bit of Velcro on the side of a plastic slide. Genius.
Did you actually break your toe?
No, I didn't actually break my toe. I did, however, break my toenail and sprain my toe.
That's not pleasant.
Yeah, no. But there was this one other thing. It's like a cylinder full of webbing. So they're like stretchy ropes, basically, just going from one side to the other, like all interlaced. So it looks like at the very, very bottom is a trampoline. And then every two and a half feet or so above that, it looks like a giant like spider web of just netting. But like it's not like netting where it's like all tied off to each other. So all these things have like a lot of give to them. And the whole point is that you're supposed to get in there and sort of climb up net to net to net to net to net until you get to the very top and you climb across. And there's a gigantic slide that's like probably 15 feet tall. Just a big-ass inflatable slide. And you slide down that thing and you get out.
Did you say a big-ass fatal slide?
Inflatable.
Oh,
it's
all right.
Fatal.
That's way better.
Yeah, sorry.
You can only go on once and you die.
The fat and the mustache got in my way. Oh, but what
I
a
was
ride.
Like, that's a lot of work to go down something you're going to die.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to die, it better be easy.
I tell you what, though. When I got to the top of that fucking thing, I thought I was about dead already. Yeah, climbing up the netting that's made for little kids. I mean, it's I guess, spec'd for adults, too. But, yeah, it was definitely... It was tricky. Especially once I got to the very top and there was no more layers above me because I couldn't reach up above myself and, like, hoist myself up on anything. I'm just like trying to push down on things that are giving way underneath my hands. But I made it. And the other dads, probably about half the dads actually did the thing. None of the little kids were big enough to do it, so it was just all the dads playing on that. And half of us had the balls to do it, and every single one of us watched other guys do it, and were like, I can do that faster. And then got into it like, fuck, this is hard. So all of us who did it, it was like this this little dad's club. And other dads were showing up late with their kids, and every single time a new dad walked in, all of us were like, hey, see that thing? We climbed it. You should try it. Come on. Peer pressure. All the cool dads are doing it.
Woof.
You're not cool.
See, Noah? See what awaits you when you become a parent? Fucking nothing.
Absolutely
nothing.
Oh, dude, nothing.
I know. I went to a part... Well, yeah, I went to a... I went to a pie and cocktail party last night. So there's different types of pie, including meat pie, which was fucking delicious.
Was there fur pie?
Mmm.
I beat Andy to it.
And two of the people had kids, and, like, I mean, we talked about other stuff, but, yeah, like, there was a lot of conversation about, like, oh, and then this happens. Like, one person just had a kid 3 months earlier, another person was going to have a kid in about 3 months, in February. So, not 3 months, 4 or 5 months. And, oh, and, man, fucking the child left fucking early. Like, there was a bunch of other people there that didn't have kids, but, you know, were, like, coupled up, and like, yeah, we were there quite longer than the people that had kids.
Yeah, I know. But my point was, not only does your life become more boring, but you start bragging about the abort, like, oh, here's a funny story. We climbed up a kid's thing, and then we dared other dads to do it. Great story!
Oh, Tim, you couldn't tell that I knew all the way through exactly what story I was telling?
I assumed you knew what story you were telling, like it didn't surprise you at the end.
And then in a twist,
showed up and
I got off the slide at the bottom.
What? That didn't happen? What story am I telling?
You know what? When there's a shit ton of kids around and like a lot of kid shit going on, eventually you just got to make your own fun.
That's my point. That is what I'm trying to warn Noah about. When I was at Rooster Teeth Feathers 2 weeks ago, and this one comedian, the Big Al Gonzalez, was the opening act, and he was talking about how he and his wife agreed they didn't want to have children. I was like, yeah, I didn't want to have children early on, but... Now that I have a kid, I like it. And I'm like, now, don't let that mistake you for me trying to talk you into it. Like, you've made a choice, and that's a perfectly valid choice. I'm not one of those parents who's like, no, you need to do it. I did it. Fuck you. My life is over. Your life needs to be over.
I got to trick you into being having to leave exactly as early as I do.
Exactly. I don't want to miss anything after I leave the party, so everybody has to have kids, so the party's over.
Party's over. People keep doing it, though.
Having kids?
Yep.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but sex without a condom is awesome.
It is.
So that's how that happens.
You know what else is awesome? Sex with a condom and having lots of money.
What?
He's saying,
kids are expensive.
Have sex with a condom, you'll have more money, because you won't have a kid.
I missed most of that because my kid is throwing a comb around and now he's trying to grab the broom and sweep up the kitchen. That's going to be great.
You'll hear it in the edit.
I intentionally did not listen to Noah's and Jeff's review of of Looper. So if there's long, awkward pauses in there, that's because Tim didn't listen. If there's things where Noah said, wait, cut that out, I'll redo it. That's why it's still in there. Because Noah did that intro, is like, there's going to be spoilers. I'm like, oh, fair enough, not listening.
I'm glad there was nothing in there where I was like, cut that out. I don't want people to know that.
I love that Tim waits a week after putting the episode up to check on that.
I think I told Noah I wasn't going to listen.
Because
he sent me the thing that said there were spoilers.
I don't think you did, actually.
Yes, you were over and I said, I can't listen to my own podcast.
I don't... Possible. I could forgot. I don't remember it.
You piece of shit.
I know.
Speaking of pieces of shit, I'd like to apologize to Andy and Noah. They did their parts. I did nothing.
Well, you know, kids happen.
I still haven't seen Taken 2, Electric Boogaloo. Mm.
It Ghost is Protocol. Getting awesome reviews.
It is not.
No, it's not.
No.
It's that's
it did do
a
great
sad.
Opening weekend business, though.
Yeah, apparently.
What did Noah say?
He said it makes him sad.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, it just makes me sad as I get my reviews because I like the first one so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife was reading the Rotten Tomatoes summary or whatever consensus thing that they put up, and it was something along the lines of, it's missing the thrills and surprises that the first one had. I'm like, so I don't care if the plot's derivative. I don't care if, like, you know from the get-go who's going to win and who's going to lose and whatever. But if it's missing, like, the action, what the fuck? Why did you make that movie? Like, that movie does not need to exist except for that.
I wonder what was more useless, that or The Amazing Spider-Man? Like, which one needed to be made less?
You know what? I would say The Amazing Spider-Man didn't need to be made, but it was well done. It was well made.
How dare you?
I said that before, after I saw it.
I still say, how dare you?
How dare you, sir? I demand satisfaction.
You know who I say how dare to?
No, I do not know who you say I dare to.
I don't know how those words all got out in that order. It kind of got jumbled on the way through the fat and the mustache. Oh, I blame the mustache. Really. Really. Fucking
mustache
Alex Cross. Who the shit is getting Tyler Perry to be an action movie star?
I don't know. It's such a terrible idea.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a big guy, and apparently he lost a lot of weight and did a lot of weight training, but just hearing him try to be gravelly and whatever, I just fucking hear Madea underneath it.
Wow. I don't at all. But then again, I haven't watched any Madea movies.
I don't hear Madea, but he does not pull off the intimidating tough guy role very well, just from the trailer I saw.
Well, and if you've read any of the Alex Cross novels, Alex Cross isn't big and intimidating. Like, they fucked up the character.
Well, he doesn't, whatever Morgan Freeman did, he doesn't pull that off.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman's not intimidating, but he definitely brought something to the role that was interesting that Tyler Perry is not bringing.
That's the same character Morgan Freeman plays in Kiss the Girls?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, and Morgan Freeman.
Navy SEALs.
Morgan Freeman's closer to how Alex Cross, I think, was portrayed in the books.
Wait, so are you telling me Hollywood adapted something from another medium and screwed it up?
Yes.
The devil, you say. The next thing you're going to tell me is there's hardly any black people in Utah. I don't believe any of this.
Tim, I'm sorry. We're just shattering your myths and preconceptions.
Next thing you're going to tell me is that Republicans are racist. Just kidding.
Some of them.
Sorry, I heard Ann Coulter on Bill Maher, and she was pimping her new book that says racism doesn't exist anymore in America, except for, where do you think? Where do you think?
Towards white people.
Liberals! Liberals are racist!
Of course. Man, she is like the most hateful skeleton in all of the Haunted Mansion.
She's
not
reference.
Singing. It's funny because she is very skeleton looking. Michael likes that too. He's standing on an egg carton, but half laying on the couch. It's almost time for your nap, buddy.
Is he kind of draped on the couch? Like, is he looking at you seductively?
No. you know in the first Ace Ventura when he's got that tutu on, he's in the mental institution, and then he goes marching towards his bench and just slams his head down on it?
Yes.
So he's still kneeling, yeah. But he looks like he just finished doing that.
When he calls halftime?
Yes!
He marches off.
Yes.
Oh, fuck, that movie is underrated.
Fuck, that movie was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, there are a couple movies. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
The second one was like they were trying too hard. Like, I was like, be as goofy as the first one. He's like, fuck, I'm not as young and hungry as I was. I made all that Ace Ventura VHS money.
Oh shit, my kid's about to fall off the couch. One second.
Catch him. So, no, you want to talk about Borderlands?
We can. I like it.
Me too.
I would say. If you're going to buy the DLC, don't...
Would you get back off the fucking couch?
don't be too high of a level, because it will be way too easy.
Yep. I think I am going to enjoy playing Captain Scarlet's Pirate's Booty right around the time I finish the first playthrough. I'm thinking, like, early 30s is probably right around
Yeah, that might be good. A, the characters are easy, and B, none of the weapons are really that good. I did get one sniper rifle that shoots like a Gatling gun, which is odd.
Was it a, who makes the Gatling? Vladoff.
I think, like, yeah, and it just, like, you just hold on the trigger, and it just goes and goes and goes. Like, it's no, nice. And it has, like, a pretty, like, a 25-round clip. It's fucking weird. Like, I'm like, all right, well, I'll keep, it's a legendary weapon.
I keep experiencing the world's most awesome glitch, where some of my weapons, and it only seems to be when I'm playing with other people. But I'll discover that, like, certain weapons, or maybe it's just certain weapon slots that I'm putting them in, they stop consuming ammo, like, at all. So I never need to reload. I never need to stop firing. So the first time I found it out, I had a rocket-launching assault rifle, and I just sort of sprayed rockets around the level the entire rest of the time I was playing, giggling like a little girl. And yesterday, it was a shotgun that gets more accurate the more you shoot it. So it's one of the doll weapons. And, held down the trigger. And between the two playthroughs, I went from, I think, the third badass rank for the firing bullets all the way to completing the fifth rank. So I shot something like 150,000 rounds or something like that in two playthroughs. I mean, in two play sessions.
Wow.
Because I was just holding down the trigger both times. Like, I was running everywhere, just spraying ammo.
That's weird.
It was, but awesome. Like of all the glitches they could fix, I hope this one never gets fixed. I don't know how to trigger it, so when it happens, it's just like Christmas. It's like bullet Christmas. It's like I was a very good boy this year, and Santa filled my stocking with ammo.
And you're not playing Gunzerker.
Nope. Okay. I'm playing Siren. and it's random weapons. Yesterday I found out, almost when I was about to shut the game off, that not only was my shotgun doing that, but I also had a submachine gun that sprays acid rounds, and that one was also unlimited ammo. So for a while I just held down my submachine gun and ran around and corroded everything around me.
Very nice.
I believe my exact quote was, "Wee!"
One of these days, are you going to play today? Hey, you know, we can talk about this later. Anyways.
The answer, Noah, is it a weekend? Then yes.
Okay. I want to jump in your game and play the slot machines. Just because it's that much cheaper.
Don't worry, listeners. If you don't know what they're talking about, I don't either. So just enjoy when occasionally they say something silly.
Fuck bitches, yo.
Like Bullet Christmas. That was funny. I don't know the context, but let's just enjoy it.
Yes, enjoy the context.
All right. I was just giving a shout out to our listeners. No need for everybody to shut up.
No.
You made it really bad.
Is it time? Are we done?
I think we're done.
We're done.
Time for you to go chase your kid around.
Now he's watching videos of himself on my iPhone, so that'll keep him occupied for a little bit.
Very good.
He's very self-centered. Chip off the old block.
Yep. Well, look at me. The exact same way.
I'm going to analyze myself, see what's going on. Where did I go wrong?
He's checking out the game tape of him riding the Ferris wheel.
Yep.
Here's what I should have done.
Yes. Good. See, that's where I made my mistakes.
Does he recognize himself?
Mm-hmm. In pictures, he'll be able, like you say, where's Mama? He'll point to Danelle. Where's Dada? He'll point to me. Where's Michael? He'll point to himself.
Interesting. When do they, but he understands the concept that it's not you, right? Like, is there a point where they don't understand, like, if you show them a picture, like, they think that's you in reality and not, like, some other, like, a picture of you? Do you get what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah, I do, and I don't know, I imagine that happens early enough on that he can't communicate what he thinks.
Right.
Well, a little bit of that sticks around, because I think Drew was 16 months, 18 months, something like that. And I was watching Mythbusters, and he got really confused because he thought I was inside the TV and sitting on the couch.
Your kid's just dumb. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's possible.
I've got the next Mensa Club president over here.
Watching like himself over and over again on this merry-go-round.
drew this morning was, I guess he was staring at himself in the mirror again, speaking of self-centered. And he noticed, you know, the little drains, the little pink thing in the corner of your eye?
Yes.
He was noticing that, and he came in, and he's like, Daddy, look! Like, I guess he thought it was a problem, and he's pointing it out with a worried look on his face. I'm like, oh, no, buddy, that's normal. And I, like, you know, kind of pull my eye further open so he could see that I have it. And he's asking me what it does, and I'm telling him that it's a drain so that the moisture from your eyes has a place to go. And he goes, where does it go? Down the drain? Like the shower? I go, no, it just goes into your nose. He goes, oh, and then it makes snot? It's like, that is really clever. Wrong, but clever. I'm proud of you, boy. You want to connect things.
And then you tell him, you know how you got here? I connected with your mother.
Yeah.
With my penis.
You can add that part if you want.
All right, well, I'll go do that right now.
Do it. Do it now.
Excellent.
Or not. So remember, you're doing it like a parent. Which means every 5 minutes you got to stop, check the monitor to make sure he hasn't woken up.
And then leave early.
Oh, fuck. Man, those parents were like, they cannot leave their kid alone for like 5 minutes. Like, the kid was in a room next to where we are, and then the mom's like, check him. Is he okay? Is he awake? Is he okay? I'm like, Jesus Christ, the kid's probably fine. Like, what is the kid going to do?
See, when my wife and I do that stuff, it's like, check him. Has he broken anything? Do we owe anybody any money?
Well, that's something different when he can walk. This kid was like 3 months old. It was not going anywhere. Like, oh. It was in a bassinet.
Like, yeah, fuck that.
Is it their first kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I mean, and maybe if I had the kids, I'd be the same. But I just feel like I'm the type of person that just like, you know what? What's the kid going to do? Like, I'll be like, yeah. It's not going anywhere. Like, he's fine. If he cries a little bit, it's not going to be the death of him.
It will be.
Yeah, Caitlin was kind of that way with the check him, but not me. I'm like, he's fine.
I mean, it seemed like mostly her, like, kind of like asking the husband to do it. So, and he's just like, yeah, all right, I'll do it. Good job, buddy. Make her happy.
He's like, she's still got those post-pregnancy hormones. I'm not gonna fight this fight.
Yeah. am I supposed to hate something this week, or are we just gonna continue?
I figured it sounded like Noah was trying to get it to the end as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was just gonna say my little bit.
Oh, okay.
Remember, never trust people eating dinner to laugh at your jokes.
And this week, I hate breaking your fucking toenail.
Oh, yes, yes.
And every week I hate Ann Coulter.
Me too. Thank you for tolerating, listening to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoy for creating the official TanCast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, enjoy some fresh titty juice. TanCast. Oh, shit. I may have given him the wrong thing of water. Oh, well. He's having stale water.
I think he'll be okay, Tim.
I thought he was having maybe vodka.
Bacteria grows on water after a while.
After a while, yes.
Especially after it's touched an organic organism like a baby. All right, buddy, calm down. Yeah. I'll show you guys the pictures and Andy. Michael was drawing while he was in his high chair. They're great.